What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Couple Things.
With Sean and Andrew.
A podcast all about couples.
And the things they go through.
Today's episode, I love, it kind of reminds me of our New Year's resolution podcast, but with Thanksgiving coming up, we thought, what better way to celebrate Thanksgiving and the holidays than to take a moment and talk about what we are thankful for.
So, it only makes sense to start with saying happy holidays, Thanksgiving to you listening. It's been a fantastic year. We hope this podcast has led to meaningful conversations, hopefully deeper connection with your partner, your family, whatever that looks like. We're happy to be a part of it and thankful for all the feedback, reviews that you give us. But like no question about it, the holidays can be a crazy time of the year and it's like you're overwhelmed with the travel, the shopping, the stress of like all the planning that goes around, trying to like go to see the lights and go do all the things that are involved. So we wanted to take time to slow down and reflect on what we're thankful for. That's something that Sean and I have consciously tried to practice, and I feel like it's paid dividends.
It truly has. I feel like it's so easy to get lost in the motion of life, and everything can kind of seem like a blur, and you can always be stressed. Or you can take this episode as a reminder to sit down with your spouse or your friends, your family, and talk through the year. What have you loved? What do you think you could do better? But truly, with Thanksgiving coming up, instead of just sitting there and watching football and eating good food, let's really talk about what we truly are thankful for, like the foundation of Thanksgiving began.
Today's episode is only going to be as helpful as you make it. So we're going to stop and reflect on what we're thankful for, kind of give some prompt questions. And if you're interested in partaking, take out a piece of paper and join us as we kind of answer these questions of what we're thankful for in different areas of life. But one perspective I'd like to share, we interviewed a couple who said something simple but profound. They said, we don't know what next year is going to look like, but we know it's going to be the best year yet.
Yeah.
And honestly, that's kind of what it comes down to is perspective, right? Life can be crazy or it can be fantastic and a wonderful adventure. It's like, how do you label it? So today, at least, and hopefully for the rest of this season, we're going to be labeling this as a fun adventure that we're thankful for.
Yes. Before we get into it, though, we would like to say thank you to all of you, because without you, we wouldn't have this podcast. We truly feel like you guys are family. We've learned so much about a lot of you and your families and new babies that have come to the world and marriages and engagements and everything. We truly appreciate every single one of you. So, to say thank you, we are doing a giveaway with this podcast. If you listen all the way through, we'll tell you how to enter, but we will be giving 3 listeners $500 cash before the holiday season.
That's right. And we don't say this enough, but you all really do steer the direction of this podcast. We have ideas on what to share, but your feedback and comments really help inform what topics you want us to cover. And so we hope you continue to do that. But I wanted to start with some fun facts about being thankful as we get into this episode.
Yes.
According to Harvard Health, gratitude is strongly associated with greater happiness.
I believe it. Gratitude helps people improve their health, deal with adversity, and build strong relationships.
Improve their health, deal with adversity, and build strong relationships.
I feel like I firsthand have experienced that this year, because having kiddos and being so aware of people's influence on our kiddos and us on our kiddos, I've noticed just the difference between pessimistic opinions and lifestyles versus optimistic people. And I feel like when you're pessimistic, you just spiral into this full body experience of stress. And your cortisol levels spike, and you get angry, and you get in arguments, and it's always like a why me mentality, and what don't I have, and why can't I? It's just a spiral, and it's so unhealthy. Whereas if you can find the optimistic view of every experience in life, it makes it feel like alrighty then, let's do this.
Yeah. It's not being disillusioned. It's like, hey, this is hard, but what's good about it? Like for me, it's when we put Jet to bed, it's mm-hmm. always hectic. Like, that dude is full tilt all the time. He's running around. He weighs 35 pounds, which is, like, really heavy.
But he doesn't help you at all.
No, he's, like, dead weight. And yeah. so, I like, every night when I carry up the stairs, I, like, I fight this battle of perspective where it's, like, my body is, like, panicking because mm-hmm. he's heavy and he's squirmy and he's dropping stuff. And I have to, and it's, like, I feel it in my chest, literally physically feel it in my chest. And I'm, like, okay. Take a deep breath. Pause, reflect, and realize that I will not always be able to carry this kid to bed. I have a couple more months of this before he's running up the stairs himself, before he doesn't want to have anything to do with me, like hold my hand, whatever. So it's like,
you probably have more than a couple more months, but I understand
it. The kid is just rapidly developing.
Anyway. Another fact states Robert Emmons, the world's leading scientific expert on gratitude in particular, studied over 1,000 people from the ages 8 to 80 and found that those who kept a gratitude journal for a minimum of 3 weeks experienced stronger immune system, lower blood pressure, the ability to sleep longer and feel more refreshed upon waking, higher levels of positive emotions, more joy, more pleasure, and described themselves as more helpful, generous, forgiving, and compassionate.
Jeez. First of all, I want to interview that guy.
I know. I think it just goes to show that if you can take a second each day to write something down that makes you feel happy, that you are happy for, it can change the whole trajectory of your 24 hours.
This is why I feel like prayer is really important. It's kind of the role that prayer plays where it's like, all right, you know, maybe you stop for a minute or two, a couple times in the day, and you're like, all right, let me just take a step back, kind of get the broader perspective on things. And usually when I'm praying, it's like me saying something I'm thankful for. Like, mm-hmm. hey, thank you for the fire or the beautiful weather or my kid's smiles or giggles or whatever. You know, it's just like it's been a good rhythm for me to have.
And I also want to add to that, life is not perfect. We know that. And everyone's lives look different. And some are faced with a lot more adversity than others. But this is just a challenge that amongst, like, the greatest darkness, this is something I'm sure a preacher or pastor has said, you can always find something, some little piece of light or hope to hang on to.
1 in 5 Americans have, quote, learn a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off your list with Babbel.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Plus, Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Andrew and I have been learning Spanish on Babbel, and it's been so fun. We've wanted to learn a new language for so long and have finally started. We've learned how to order food, ask for directions, speak to merchants, all without having to consult language apps, which is so cool.
It's crazy how fast your brain picks up a new language when it's presented in a relatable way. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/eastfam. Again, get 60% off at babbel.com/eastfam, spelled babbel.com/eastfam. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, with the holidays coming up, it's more important for us than ever to keep our mental health in check. We all know that the holidays can be stressful, and when you add kids to the equation, they somehow can get even more stressful. You got to get the bags packed, the car loaded, take the road trip, be away from home, get off your normal schedule. It can be a lot. But honestly, I feel like since we've been working with BetterHelp, we've been able to enjoy these moments more and be more present in special moments like these. Having an online therapist that we can call, chat, or video chat with is honestly incredible. We can just shoot our therapist a message when we're feeling overwhelmed, and having her there to talk to has made such a difference. For those of you who don't know, BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. Plus, it's much more affordable than in-person therapy. Give it a try and see if online therapy can help lower your stress. Listen, Try it out if you haven't. And Couple Things is sponsored by BetterHelp, and our listeners, which is you, can get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/eastfam. That's BETTERHELP.com/eastfam. We'll also link it down below, and let's get back to it.
Okay, so our first area that we're going to discuss what we're grateful for, let's just start with marriage, shall we?
Wow.
This is the Couple Things podcast.
Yeah.
So the question is, what aspects of marriage are you the most thankful for in the last year?
I would like to say, and this is probably not what you're expecting, but I think this year with a second kid has been a challenge for us. I think we've had some hard times in learning how to communicate differently and lead a life with two kiddos while starting a new business, and things have not been easy. But what I've been most thankful for this year is that we have fought really hard for each other through it. And I don't mean that in a dramatic way, like it was we weren't going to fight for each other, but it's like, we are both very stubborn and we're very competitive. And it's like, no, we are not going to let a day go by. Why are you smirking? Where we're going to be in a bad place. We're going to fix this. That's how I think.
By we being stubborn.
Me.
Yeah. And I agree. Things are getting serious now. You know, life is coming.
Life
at
is
you.
Getting serious.
I think I'm thankful for, I feel like I, thanks to you and your help, have become more self-aware of myself. And in doing so, I am now more aware of how my actions, habits, good and bad, affect you. So it's like, I was thinking, like, you've just been so busy. Let's just talk about low-hanging fruit, like fitness, right? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, or spirit, like,
yeah,
like daily devotions. Mm-hmm. I've realized that I have to show, like, I have to do the thing in order for you to, like, feel like it's possible. You know what I'm saying? Do you agree with me here?
I think so.
So, like, if I'm not reading daily devotions, I'm not going to be able to tell you, like, hey, let's, like, read devotions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Also, me being late, me overbooking us, it's like I've been more aware of how that used to be a cute little thing that I did. And now it's like,
it ain't cute, babe.
But now it's like a big thing. Right?
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
Of course. I do. I am very thankful for a lot of those conversations that we've had this year have been just the realization that life is crazy and busy, and having to have such awareness of your spouse and of life in order to make each other's priorities, like, happen.
Yeah.
Has been made apparent this year, which has been awesome.
Our next question is, name a few reasons you're thankful for your spouse. Sean is very patient. I feel like you have a really clear vision for what you want our marriage to look like, what you want our family to look like, what you want our home to look like, and you do a great job. You really like that last one.
I do have a very clear vision of our home. I am very thankful too.
Done.
Okay.
You're beautiful. Your giggle is amazing. Okay. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
I love your giggle. It's my favorite thing ever. You love to read books. Yeah. Okay.
I have no time to read books.
You're a fantastic host, and I feel like you have. You're very supportive of me as well.
Thank you.
And that's the biggest blessing ever, literally.
Thank you. And I would say you are very supportive of me, which is wonderful, in my wildness. But I am very thankful that we are completely different. I know we've struggled with that a little bit this year, but I think it's really cool. We did an interview with a friend of ours, and she asked us this question, what are you thankful for in your spouse? And it was in the heat of an argument. And something that I have forgotten about that is just my favorite thing about you is your goofiness. And I brush it off sometimes, like, oh, I'm just annoyed by it or whatever. And I'm not. It is so refreshing. It's refreshing I take life too seriously. And it's refreshing to see you have fun and giggle and play and be a total fool. But I'm also thankful that you are so driven to lead our family and in our business and in protecting our family. It's amazing.
This is interesting. We talk a lot about each other, but very rarely with questions like this.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I'm sweating.
Next. How have you seen your spouse grow this past year, and why are you grateful for that growth? I think you've grown communicating, what is it, grace with a sprinkle of truth, or is that the Bible verse?
I don't remember.
You're doing a better job at, like, delivering your needs in a way that I understand.
Thank you.
You know.
I'm understanding Chinese. I'm kidding. Thank you.
That's Sean's way of saying we naturally speak different languages. Our the way we speak does not often get received. So
no.
She says we speak different languages.
Yes. I have seen you grown a lot in your confidence as far as, like, business goes. You have this, like, naturally self-deprecating demeanor that's, you say a joke, but I think the underlying foundation of it sometimes is you second guess your abilities. And I think you're one of the most capable individuals in whatever it is, because you apply yourself so heavily to something that you always see it through. Whether it succeeds or not, we never know. Like, that's up to kind of the world a lot of times. But it's been really cool this year to see you grow in your confidence in our business and leading our family and leading our business and leading employees and just everything. I've seen you kind of grow into that, and it's been really fun to watch.
Thanks, babe.
Welcome.
Why are you thankful to have them as a partner in life and as a partner in parenting?
Because we are polar opposites.
I disagree. I know you're kind of being cheeky, but we're a really good team, dude.
We are.
I was thinking about this the other day. Like, it's really fun. Sean, well, this is kind of how it works from a high level. She'll be like, hey, I want to go on tour. And it's like this passing thought that she'll have. And then it's like my job to actually make that happen. So then I'm on.
Not
I'm
actually.
No.
I don't like put it on you.
No. I love it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's like we're a good team. You have all these ideas.
I have a dream. And then I'll turn around one day and he'll be like, I did it. And I'm like, I don't know if I was actually serious about it. I've actually learned that. I have to be careful what I like voice, because you'll just make it happen.
But and that's talking about business. That goes for everything too. Like going to a pumpkin patch, or like she'll be like, hey, let's do this. And then it's kind of, you know, like we just help each other out in a really good way. So I love having you as my teammate.
I love having you as my teammate. I think one of my favorite things that I'm thankful for as far as, like, us as a partnership is we constantly challenge each other in a good way. Like, we challenge perspective. We have philosophical debates. We are constantly talking about the future of our kids and how every single thing we're doing on a daily basis affects them. I love that. We constantly challenge each other, and we encourage each other to be the first ones to say, I want to challenge you to be better at X, Y, and Z, whether that's a better human or to handle a situation better. But yeah, I love that about us.
You said we're polar opposites. It's like we have the same values,
yes,
way different styles. So.
Yes.
And that's really good, because if it was just we did the same thing the same way, then it would kind of just get amplified and probably unbalanced. So we keep each other in check. All right, next area we're going to talk about is kids and parenting. All right, as a kid, I used to love when my parents would sit down and play a game with us or do any activity. And right here in our hands, we have the KiwiCo box, which is the activity of all activities for young kids.
The colorful chemistry set, to be specific. So with Drew and Jet and Bear, we try to have really intentional playtime. And that's hard because they're all different ages and kind of in different developmental kind of phases of life. I love with KiwiCo that each month we get boxes specific to their ages and kind of like the activity development phase that they're in. So each box, this one's the colorful chemistry set. This has to do with science, but especially with Bear, it can be really hard with a 4-month old to know like how to interact with him where he needs to be at 4 months old. And I love in these crates, they actually have cards that say, here are activities or things you can do specific to Bear that will help him identify colors or whatever it is.
I love KiwiCo.
There's always something new for kids to discover, like learning about the science of ice cream, engineering robots, or doing science experiments, which our kids have loved recently. Sean is currently holding, as she said, the colorful chemistry kit, which has provided hours of entertainment for our kids. They look forward to their new crate every month, and this one kept them really engaged. We got to experiment with mixing oil and water, mixing different colors, and watching how different things react. It was so fun. We basically created our own little chemistry lab with the kids, and we could feel their excitement when they got to play around and mix things together. Plus, it barely made a mess, so it was really quick to clean up and to use again another day. It can be hard to find creative ways to keep your children engaged, challenged, and off their screens, but KiwiCo does the work for you, so you can spend quality time tackling projects together.
Redefine learning with play. Explore projects that build confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo.
Get 50% off your first month of any crate at KiwiCo.com when you use code COUPLE.
That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com. Promo code COUPLE.
All right, let's talk about sugar. The whole health and fitness world is talking about glucose these days, and for good reason. If you have poor glucose control, it's tied to weight gain, fatigue, sexual dysfunction, diabetes, Alzheimer's, heart disease, stroke, and more. And Levels has become a company that we are obsessed with. We've been using it to track our glucose for almost a year now. And Levels really helps you see how food affects your health by giving you real-time feedback on your diet using a continuous glucose monitor. I've been wearing one for almost a year now, and I get a lot of questions about it from friends and family, and even comments online, because I have this little device stuck to the back of my arm. But it's made a significant difference in the way we track glucose data, especially as it relates to our diet and fitness. I think one of the first foods I stopped eating after Levels was edamame. It was really odd and insightful to see how it affected my glucose levels, but I am now more interested in tracking my glucose than I am about optimizing my sleep, even my activity levels. Glucose has been the one metric that I've paid the most attention to, thanks to Levels. If you want to better understand how food affects your health and try a continuous glucose monitor yourself, go to levels.link/eastfam to learn more. They also have a really well-researched, in-depth blog that we recommend checking out if you're just looking to learn more about topics like metabolic health, longevity, and nutrition. Honestly, I've read a couple of these topics a week, and I feel like I know exponentially more about how food and fitness can affect my health on a day in and day out basis. So anyway, we'll link that down below. If you want to learn more, check it out. I highly recommend it. Levels Health, everybody. Let's get back to it.
Why are you thankful for each of your children individually? Oh my gosh. Drew is just magic. Like, we did the interview with her.
Yep.
So special. She is like just randomly saying, "Daddy, I love you." She's randomly coming to hold your hand and cuddle with you and give you kisses.
So randomly be like, "You're my very best friend."
She's like really communicative and sweet. Like she's a sweetheart. Mm-hmm. So I'm really thankful for that. With Jet, it's so fun. Like he's wild and a handful and stressful a lot of times, but it's like so fun. The guy, you're not going to have an unforgettable moment with that kid.
You know? And I think one of my favorite things that I'm so thankful for with both of them is that they both exude so much joy. And I think it's easy as a parent to be like, "Oh, I had a hand in that." And I don't think we did to a certain extent, but to see the joy that they have for each other, for life, for us, for their grandparents, for their babysitters, like everybody, they just are such happy babies. And that makes me feel like we're doing something right as parents to at least harbor that or like encourage it. Drew is just her own little thing. And to see her kind of grow up this year and be more communicative and have opinions and everything, it's so fun. So and Jet fun. Is just a constant reminder that you can't grip too tight, honestly. Like, and I say that in the context of with Drew, I felt like I could kind of express my OCD of wanting to control everything a little bit more because she was more of a timid infant and she would listen a little bit better, whereas Jed is just more wild. And with him, he's his own dude. He lives in his own world, and it is so fun to sit back and be like, "You know what? he's going to be okay. And you just kind of have to sit back and smile.
Both of them, when they smile, all is right with the world. Mm-hmm. Next question. What are some times you've been really thankful for them this year? Gosh, I feel like Jet at his birthday party was, that was really a special day. Mm-hmm. And an important one. So that was the first thing that came to mind. And then Drew, let's see. I would say her birthday as well. She was so funny. And to see her interact with her friends is great.
I have a distinct thought about Drew going a different direction. I woke up having a bad mom day where my patience was very thin. My optimism was very small. You know, just a hard day. And I snapped at Drew for something that wasn't necessary. And I remember having to have my first, like, real, where I knew it was 100% my fault, you know. And I had to have my first real, like, conversation with Drew on forgiveness and making sure she understood as a 3-year-old she did not do anything wrong and it was in mommy's place and, like, all of these things. And she just made me grow as a human there. And to see her say, like, Mama, I forgive you. And it's just, she is, they both are the most brutal in the best way mirrors of who we are because we directly impact their lives and influence them. Mm-hmm. And Jetter, I mean, times I've been really thankful. Good heavens. I mean, watching him... fall and jump and sprint and learning to kind of ride a Strider bike or run into school for the first time and be happy about it. And there's so many times.
Next question is, have you asked the kids what they're thankful for this year and what did they say? So we'll have Drew pray. We kind of are in a prayer rotation pre-dinner. So it'll go my turn to pray, Sean's turn to pray, Drew will pray. Anytime she is the best prayer. She'll be like, I'm thankful for Nasty Boy, and I'm thankful for Elsa, and I'm thankful for mac and cheese, and I'm
and Belle, like, and
it's so special because it's like, oh, I need to learn the lesson of she's thankful for mac and cheese. Like, I also can be, right? Mm-hmm. No matter what happened that day. Jet doesn't talk yet, so but I think he would say balls. He loves playing sports. He loves his scooter
and food.
Oh my gosh, he does love food. Kid can eat. Next section is health.
Talk about how we often take our health for granted and it's always something to be thankful for. I think that's been a huge realization for us this year. We've had, some close friends go through some very, very tragic health things this year and witnessing firsthand how precious and fragile life is. It's been an eye-opening experience. So this year has been really interesting for us. We've both kind of had revelations to a certain extent about our health and taking care of ourselves and influencing our kids that way. We've been on more self-discovery journeys of our health and making sure we have time to make it a priority. I know it's a very vague answer, but...
I feel like the expectation of us is that we're like health and fitness gurus, geeks. We spend all of our days trying to get ripped, shredded, strong, and, you know, live for 100 years. That's really not what our day to day looks like. We try to do the most reasonable, approachable things that have the biggest payoff. So, like, I work out for 30, 45 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm. I work out for 30 or 45 minutes once a week right now.
And then we try to, like, you know, have different vitamins that we're not taking 90 of and we're not on any extreme diet, but it's like, I'm really thankful for the balance that it has. And you like really viewing health as nothing more than, being able to enjoy the other aspects of life. So our kids or like travel or like going on hikes outdoors, like that's what I want to be healthy for. So never taking that for granted is big.
To add to that too, I know I agree with Andrew when I say that I feel like a lot of people's thoughts or assumptions on us are that like supplement geek or workout geek or whatever, that we just obsess over it, but we don't. Our approach to the word health when it comes to our life is very like all encompassing. And I say that in the context of mental health, making sure we understand like moderation and how to have joy and enjoy a birthday cake that is filled with every type of delicious sugar, butter, icing, and enjoying Halloween and not over exercising or obsessing about material items or body image. When it comes to our overall health, we are looking for a long-term goal of happiness and physical health. And I think that takes a very balanced lifestyle in a lot of different ways and aspects.
Yeah, so, and we still have a long way to go. But it's
for
like,
sure.
It's not obsessing. It's getting to a point of health where, again, it's not prohibiting or distracting us from other things in life. And that means staying healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So like not having physical injuries or whatever, like can't get on a flight because of XYZ condition.
Yeah.
But it's also meaning on the other side saying, hey, we're not spending 9 hours a day or away from the family every weekend doing competitions, which is probably what I would lean to. Mm-hmm. It's like just getting to a certain threshold.
Yeah. And I will say too, a huge kind of like health journey we've been on this year, specifically myself, is just education on my body. I feel like up until this year, I feel like I was kind of like blindly going down this path of like, oh, a doctor somewhere said this when I was 12 years old, so it must still be true. Or I would go into Walgreens when I had what I thought was a cold and I would just grab a medication over the counter, you know, everything. I was like blindly going through life. And I kind of had this like revelation. I was like, you know what? Before I do that, before I go grab another allergy medicine or whatever it is, I actually want to go see specialists and see what's going on with my body to make sure I'm taking care of it the right way. So I went to specialized allergists and asthma specialists to make sure I was on the right medication. And I did the whole Everly Well where I tested food sensitivities and I made sure I found out I was severely allergic to dairy, which makes a lot of sense. Yeah, just tried to educate myself more, which has been a fun journey.
That's good. I'm also thankful for healthy kids. My gosh.
I know. Medicine. I mean, they both have been very lucky. They're very healthy children, knock on wood. But they both had tube surgery this year.
Yeah, by healthy we mean like an ear infection every month.
Yeah.
You know.
They're doing well.
They're sick all the time, but generally they're healthy.
They're doing well.
And it's like I was just watching a video of a dad who had a son with cancer and I was like, oh my gosh.
Never take a day for granted.
So next up, job. What are you thankful for with work currently?
I love who we work with. I love what we do. I love how we connect with so many people. And I don't take that lightly. I want to make sure we are putting good things into the world since we have that opportunity.
I've been thinking about the question, if you had all the resources in the world, what would you be doing? And I really feel like if I won the lottery, which is, you know, whatever, $2 billion right now, I would still be making YouTube videos and still doing interviews and still working with you. So it's like, I love what we do. I also feel like we've worked really hard this year, like explicitly stating our mission to celebrate and encourage families through educational and entertaining content.
Yeah.
And it's like, I just find a lot of purpose in it. Thanks to you listening, where it's like on a daily basis, we get feedback from you all. And that's the best. It's like, hey, we were just in Oklahoma. We were just in Florida. We saw many of you. And it was like these stories of how this podcast episode or this video affected you. It's like, that is the best. So that's what I'm thankful for.
I also think it's been really cool. I'm really thankful for, we had this idea years ago to start a company called Family Made. And we had some very hard conversations along the way of, is this something worth committing to and putting our money and our investment and our family and our time into? And at one point we almost walked away from it, but this year we launched it, and it's been really, I'm really thankful for how it's gone and the progress that it's made, because again, having the ability to reach so many people is a very intimidating, for lack of a better word, power that you can have. And we don't take it lightly, and we want to make sure we are uplifting good quality content from people who encourage family, whatever that means to you. And it's been fun to see it take off.
Yeah. So as of this moment, we have 8 shows signed. I think 2 more in the hopper.
Yep.
To be released later this year. And it's been like so fun to help people tell stories that we never could. So stories about special needs, adoption, you know, mixed marriages, this whole thing. That's been really meaningful. So thank you all for helping support us. As you always do, you never fail to impress us.
And then last up, friends and family. Talk about with, like, again, we're saying talk about because we want you to follow these prompts. Talk about how you're thankful for a good community of friends. That is something we've really, really worked on this year. If you guys remember our New Year's resolutions of this year, we wanted to host a community, like, get-together game night once a month, every month this year. And we've done that. And our community of friends has grown. We have a open front door policy where if we invite 10 people to game night, each one of those 10 friends are welcome to invite others. We want people to feel like they are loved and welcome and open to the community of friends that we've grown. And it's been really, really special.
I agree. Back to the point about us having different skill sets. I feel like our friends each have different skill sets than us, yeah, and keep us in check.
Yeah.
Prevent us from being too extreme in mm-hmm. any direction. So I'm super thankful for that. My men's group has been fantastic this year. I look forward to it every meeting. We read books, discuss it, get to know each other. And it's like, I don't know how to do without that. Dude, it's the best.
Also, talk about how you're thankful for family. So with us, we're so thankful that my family lives close and they're able to help us on a daily basis. And we're also thankful that Andrew's family lives pretty close, 4 hours away, and we get to see them a lot. They've gotten to come visit a lot. We've gone to San Diego to see your brother and his family that live in San Diego and Tijuana. It's been really special. I feel like we've had a really good year with family and connecting and staying close.
One thing that was great for me, I'm the middle of 5 kids and love each of my siblings, but my youngest brother got married this year.
Wow.
And he was always the one I always had beef with, right? But at his wedding, his groomsmen were talking about him.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that I've always viewed him as like my little baby brother who was like annoying and did this wrong. And, you know, I would do some things differently. But to hear his friends talk about him, like his peers, and identify qualities of like, Grant's so adventurous and he's so caring and he's always like watching out for other people. He's always like, I was like, dang, hold on. I'm hyped about my little baby brother. Like, I love that dude. I did before, but it's like, it was just kind of fun to check myself and my default perspective. Anyway,
it was really special. It's also really special to welcome new people into the family. So our baby brother's now wife. It's so exciting to have to just see the family grow. And our sister-in-law is getting ready to have another baby.
Jeez.
It's really special. I have always been one of those that I'm a firm believer family doesn't have to be blood. I think family is who you make family. And it's been really, really special to just see our family just continue to grow.
All right. Excited to hear what you all are thankful for. But let's talk about the giveaway.
Yeah. So speaking of wanting to hear what you're thankful for, to enter into this giveaway. So 3 winners are going to win $500 cash. Comment either down in the podcast comments or on YouTube 5 things. Yes, 5. We're going to make the list long. 5 things you are thankful for this year. Make sure you're also following at Family Made Media on Instagram, Sean Johnson and Andrew East on Instagram, and that you're subscribed to the Family Made Media YouTube channel, linked in the show notes below.
So we're going to select randomly 3 different winners to win $500. And if you're selected, we're going to reach out to you. We'll also do an announcement. This was really fun. I loved reflecting. Maybe we should do this more. Not on podcasts, but yeah. Hope you all listening were able to glean something and maybe take a second to realize you have something to be thankful for as well. And we hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, a wonderful holiday season. No matter what season you're in life, just remember that there is always something to be thankful for. And just use, you know, this holiday of Thanksgiving as a reminder for that. So that's all we had for you. I'm Andrew.
I'm Sean.
We're the East Fam. Out.
All right, real quick for all of those listening out there. We don't ask for a lot of favors, I don't think, babe, do we?
No.
But we're going to ask you a favor today, all right? If you're listening to Couple Things Podcasts on Apple Podcasts specifically, will you please do us this short, quick favor?
We want to make sure you're staying up to date with our show, and Apple's latest iOS update has paused downloads for many listeners, and some of you have expressed our latest episodes aren't being recommended to you on Apple Podcasts anymore.
So here's how to make sure you're getting your episode. And again, this is for Apple Podcasts specifically. Open up that podcast app on your iPhone.
Search Couple Things and tap our show's icon.
And then in the top right corner, you might see a plus follow symbol. If you do, tap it to resume following the show.
If you get a prompt to, quote, turn on automatic downloads, say yes. That way, you'll get all of the episodes. Thank you so much, guys. We're so glad this update was brought to our attention because we want to make sure we're reaching as many of you as we can.
Love y'all, and we really appreciate you doing this.